With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Congress has given President Trump the go-ahead to cancel $9 billion in planned spending on foreign aid and public broadcasting. The president acting on some of the recommendations made by DOGE, his Department of Government Efficiency.
The Senate amended measure, which restored $400 million to a global AIDS prevention program that the original package had cut, passed the House shortly after midnight through a 216-213 procedural vote that deemed the measure approved without a direct up or down vote. The package, which originated as a request from the White House Office of Management and Budget, represents roughly 5% of the $190 billion in savings DOGE says it has identified. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The president is asking Attorney General Bondi to facilitate the release, subject to court approval, of all relevant grand jury transcripts from the Jeffrey Epstein case. President Trump writes on Truth Social, this scam perpetrated by the Democrats should end right now. Later today, President Trump will preside over a ceremonial swearing-in of his brand-new IRS commissioner.
Former Congressman Billy Long was confirmed to lead the IRS last month and now leads an agency he once sought to abolish. In a message to employees, Long said he wants to develop a more taxpayer-friendly agency by transforming the culture. Since the start of the Trump administration, the IRS has undergone massive change, including widespread layoffs and voluntary retirements of tens of thousands of workers. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Homeland Security Secretary Noem is hinting at possible changes to the TSA's liquid restrictions for airline passengers. Could mean parting from the current rules that have limited liquids in carry-on bags. Experts say that newer scanner technology, better at detecting explosive liquids concealed in carry-on bags. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 29 points higher. This is SRN News. Abortion is surging in Ireland.
When abortion advocates led the charge for an amendment to the Constitution in 2018, they promised the procedure would be safe, legal, and rare. But Irish authorities report that since the amendment was adopted, the abortion rate has soared nearly 300%. Ellis Mulroy of the Pro-Life Campaign tells CNA, quote, "It's a truly horrifying figure, and it's the opposite of what senior politicians promised the public would happen 7 years ago." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study conducted by researchers at West Virginia University finds that as Americans begin to turn their backs on organized religion, they're seeking meaning in occult and pagan practices. Some are turning to paranormal and New Age beliefs, which include communicating with the dead, predicting the future, or believing that one's soul can travel through space or time. Others are embracing witchcraft and Satanism, with a sharp rise in those consulting fortune tellers, palm readers, and tarot cards. This is SRN News. A man is charged with reckless endangerment in Manhattan.
It came after the contents of his van triggered a hazmat situation in Manhattan earlier this week. Officials say the van was hauling a food cart that came loose, causing it to crash into another vehicle in Hell's Kitchen. Police noticed a strong smell of gas, but the driver tried to get rid of his keys so that he wouldn't have to open the van. Firefighters forced entry into the van and found 76 20-pound propane cylinders and 15 5-gallon fuel containers for a total of 75 gallons of gas and 10 gallons of diesel. The case has been handed over to the Manhattan DA's office. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern reportedly in merger talks to create the largest railroad in North America, a single road connecting the East and the West Coast. That's according to a source speaking with the AP. There's been no comment from the railroads. More details, SRNNews.com.